From Illinois Public Media, this is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. NASCAR is back in Illinois after previously leaving the state in 2019 when its last race was at the Chicagoland Speedway in Joliet. But this time around, the drivers of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing are competing at two new-for-them venues. One is the Worldwide Technology Raceway, a one-mile-and-a-quarter oval track located in Madison, Illinois, just outside of St. Louis. That track held its NASCAR race this past June. The other venue, if you can call it that, is through the streets of downtown Chicago. The Chicago Street Race is set for next July. It's a first of its kind for NASCAR and is meant to represent a new chapter for the Racing League, which is also marking its 75th anniversary next year. Joining us to talk about NASCAR's return to Illinois is Jordan Bianchi, a motorsports reporter for The Athletic. Jordan, welcome to the 21st Show. Thanks for being here.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
Also joining us is Chris Blair. He's Executive Vice President and General Manager of Worldwide Technology Raceway. Chris, welcome to the 21st Show to you as well.
Thank you so much. I appreciate being here today.
And listeners, you can join our conversation by giving us a call at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. We want to hear if you have been to a NASCAR race, maybe at the Chicagoland Speedway a few years back. And how do you feel about NASCAR returning to Illinois, especially coming to the streets of Chicago? 800-222-9455 is the number to join our conversation. Again, 800-222-9455, or tweet us at 21st Show. So, Jordan, I want to go in St. Louis area.
I think it's a really good thing. I think NASCAR expansion into Chicago, into St. Louis, is representation of what this sport is trying to become, where it's not making fans come to the races themselves and have to sometimes go to tracks that are in remote locations, but bringing the races to the people. And you hear that cliche a lot, but Gateway is a great example of that. And the race they had in June, which is just right outside of St. Louis, it's a track that's easily accessible. And it's a great way to draw an audience that maybe isn't familiar with NASCAR or is familiar with NASCAR, but doesn't want to make the commitment to having to attend a race and have to track, you know, far away. It's a really a nice thing what NASCAR is doing with the schedule and how accessible they are making races.
And Chris, let me bring you into the conversation. I understand the Worldwide Technology, it used to be part of the NASCAR Xfinity Series schedule from 97 to 2010. Talk about hosting a NASCAR Cup Series race now.
Well, you know, it's that's one of the things that we've been working on for many years since Curtis Francois took over ownership of this racetrack back in 2012. You know, the track closed in 2010 from another organization. Closed the doors when they saw that they at that time felt like they could never get a NASCAR Cup race. And when Curtis purchased the track in 2012 and we started on this mission, you know, we set a lot of lofty goals, and you know, to have this actually come through was tremendous. You know, since 2014 we have hosted a NASCAR Truck Series event that's done extremely well, and then IndyCar came to us in 2017 and we've had outstanding results there, and it showed that there's a loyal fan base in this market. I don't think there was the reason that racing ever went away from us from this market was because of the fans. It was for other reasons. And that's one of the great things about not only here in our part of the state, as well as in, you know, you take a look at the upper part of the state, there's so many racetracks and such a loyal fan base, whether it's small towns like Fairbury, Illinois, or Macon. And there's all these, the race fans are here, they support the local short tracks. And one of the main reasons we've never really seen them going to some of the other races is just because it was too far. So this was one of the true first times that NASCAR actually brought the racing to the fans instead of the fans having to go to the races, as Jordan touched on there earlier. So this is a very popular market. A lot of people don't realize just how big racing is in the state of Illinois. For NASCAR to, you know, go to the streets or to come here, it's getting back to the fans who really love the sport and will support the sport.
Chris, the name of the race is was the Enjoy Illinois 300. Talk a little bit about the Office of Tourism partnering with and naming that race. And I guess, you know, does a race like this draw people from or how far a circle from, you know, are people drawn to a race like this?
Well, it was a tremendous effort by the Illinois Office of Tourism and also Illinois South Tourism, our regional partner down here. Those were some diehard race fans. When we first arrangement this sponsorship, we thought that it was going to be just them checking a box that they were doing something here, and it was really some of the office of tourism, they're diehard race. They knew what they wanted when they came into the event. So seeing that support was tremendous. And their activations here at the racetrack, they had an incredible midway activation that a lot of people were talking about. And when you put it in perspective, we had race fans from 49 states, five countries outside of North America, who had four Canadian provinces in attendance. And kind of sum it up for you, a week after the race, it was the following Saturday, I'm out at the front of our racetrack, the front gate, and there were some fans posing for pictures in front of our billboard, and I stopped to talk to them. They were from Oregon and Washington, and they had made a full destination visit to the state of Illinois. They traveled all over the state. They'd been to the Quad Cities. They had been to Joliet. They were all over visiting the state of Illinois from Oregon and Washington just because of this NASCAR race. So that kind of shows, the power of NASCAR and the willingness of the fans, especially on these first time events, to come support these races. So that's one of the things I think you'll also see in Chicago. It's going to be a curiosity factor, and there's going to be a lot of people that are coming from a lot of places just to check it out, just because of it being a first time event.
All right, let me take a moment to reintroduce our conversation. If you're just tuning in, this is the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're talking about NASCAR returning to Illinois. There was just a race this summer at the Worldwide Technology Raceway in the St. Louis area, in the Illinois part of that. And then next year, Chicago, downtown Chicago, is going to see a street race, which is a first for NASCAR, as I understand it. So, Jordan, let's talk about that a little bit. We're speaking with Chris Blair of the Worldwide Technology Raceway, and then also Jordan Bianchi, motorsport staff writer at The Athletic. So, Jordan, why did NASCAR choose to host a street race in downtown Chicago?
It's the opportunity to have a race in the heart of the third largest media market city in the United States. And that is a big deal. And if you go back to February, NASCAR hosted a race at the LA Coliseum in LA. And that event drew a lot of attention. There was a big spotlight on NASCAR, and it was a widespread success. A lot of new fans who really weren't all that interested in NASCAR purchase tickets. The NASCAR will tell you 65-70% of those who had purchased tickets for that race have never been to a NASCAR race before. And it was different. It was a different experience. They had pre-race concert. They had a halftime concert with Ice Cube. And so kind of taking that model and basically shifting it to Chicago is what NASCAR is trying to do here, is it's a way to bring new attention to this. It's a way to say to your sponsors, hey, we are in the third biggest market in this country. Come on board. It's a way for your television partners to have a marquee race in a big city that they can push then. And so the upside to this is huge. And it's more than just whether this race is going to be competitive or not, or the actual racing itself. It's not even really about that. It's about the extracurricular stuff and the event itself and everything that surrounds it. That's why NASCAR is doing this.
And welcome back to the 21st show. I am Brian Mackey. Sorry about the technical issues. We're having some internet issues this morning. Presume we are back on the air now. And thank you to our listeners and to our guests, Chris Blair of the Worldwide Technology Raceway and Jordan Bianchi, for rolling with us this morning. So, Jordan, we were talking and listening to you talk about the street race coming to downtown Chicago. Talk a little bit about how that course is going to go. I understand it's going to be near Grant Park in the Loop, the South Loop, starting by Buckingham Fountain, heading to DeSable Lakeshore Drive, turning back toward Michigan Avenue, then completing the loop, turning back into Grant Park just before the Art Institute. There are some very historic buildings along Michigan Avenue. How do you keep people and buildings safe with a street race like this?
Yeah, I mean, you build barriers with fencing. And if you look at previous street course races, whether it's in Long Beach or Houston, St. Petersburg, Toronto, I mean, they're everywhere, right? Even Monaco, which is one of the more famous ones in the world, you can build you can build a course that'll contain the cars, and it would take something catastrophic for a car to leave the course and damage nearby buildings or put fans at risk. I mean, this is a safe thing to do. Safety crews are very well versed in how to construct a street course that doesn't damage surrounding property and doesn't put people at risk. And so when it comes to that aspect of this race in downtown Chicago, it's almost a non-issue where you don't have to worry about the safety of spectators or whether buildings and surrounding structures are going to get damaged. It's just laying out the course and how it fits in the city, but there's a way to do it where the risk is minimal.
Chris, in the few minutes we have remaining, and again, thanks for rolling with us today, but what does coming back to Illinois, does this play a role in changing the culture of NASCAR, which has this sort of association with the Southern United States in its, you know, sort of where its heart is?
Well, I think one thing that really what you got to take a look at is that the heart of American racing is really in the Midwest. There's that, you know, yes, NASCAR is the southeastern United States is where it started. But when you take a look at the overall racing fan and racing culture, the Midwest is as strong as anywhere. You take a look at the, you know, sheer number of short tracks. I think Illinois is either the second or third largest state as far as number of racing participants in the country. So, you know, there's a lot of race fans here. And basically, like I was mentioning earlier, this is really NASCAR coming to the diehard race fans, the folks who watched the old racing series that raced it. A lot of the short tracks, whether it was a Rockford or even Grundy County, which is still active today, it's bringing the product to the race fans. And in many cases, it's bringing the product to new to NASCAR fans. So I think it's a tremendous step forward for them. And also for a lot of people, and what I like about this, it shows, it helps the state of Illinois with some perception issues. A lot of people look at Illinois as this difficult state to work with. And I'll tell you what, just the support that we received from the state and the Department of Tourism and everybody working together for this event, it shows there's a lot of positives here in this area. And we're really excited about what the future holds for us and for NASCAR. And, you know, seeing this race up in Chicago, it's going to be a spectacle for sure. It's something that everybody should be excited about. I think it's going to be some great things for both the sport and for the state.
And Jordan, about 30 seconds, exit question to you. Do you see this sort of Fast and Furious race in Chicago changing the culture of NASCAR in the future?
I think the culture of NASCAR has changed where they've kind of branched out from this being the Southern based sport, and it is a national sport. You've got races literally coast to coast, north to south, going into the third largest media market is a good thing. And it just kind of enhances that a little bit. Yes, NASCAR's culture, so to speak, you know, you can be traced to the Southeast, but NASCAR is very much a national sport.
Jordan Bianchi is a motorsport staff writer at The Athletic. Chris Blair is Executive Vice President and General Manager at the Worldwide Technology Raceway. Thank you both so much for being with us today on the 21st Show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
More to come on the 21st Show. When we return, we'll be having a conversation with Ellen Joven, the author of the new book, Rebel with a Clause, Tales and Tips from a Roving Grammarian. We want to take your calls, your questions, and comments. We know there are strong opinions out there about grammar. 800-222-9455 is the number to join our conversation. 800-222-9455. This is the 21st Show. Stay with us.